Hello there. My name is Murray. I'm with my co-host Corey, and we are the Real Guys. This is Siren Radio, and this is the Real Show with two E's. Apologies for the voice crack. The music you just heard was "Peace of Mind" by Boston from 1976. What was that year like, Corey?
It was very, I said tumultuous. I don't know what else
It's a
word it.
tumultuous year. What was tumultuous about it?
I don't know. I don't know why that's the word that came to my mind. It's the first one that came to my head. That was
Oh.
tumultuous. I'll let the viewers decide. It's fine.
All right, okay, sure thing. We've got a packed show for you today for our special broadcast. As always, I'm accompanied by my co-host Corey. How are you doing today, Corey?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good, good. Now, knowing from that song, which was featured in the soundtrack of Grand Theft Auto 5, it is part two of our 3-week video game film sort of spectacular palooza, our sort of our bonanza going on.
Nice, very nice.
Yes, I've got more synonyms for for it. Our sort of big show, our sort of big video game bonanza that we're doing for these 3 weeks. Yes, there's tons of video game films out there, so we'll try and cover whatever we're going to cover. But for today, we'll give you a review of one of the hottest video game films out there, Doom 2005. Looking forward to that, aren't you, Corey?
Very much so.
Yes, but something that we're going to be doing, which is sort of making a bit of a grand return today, isn't it?
It's been a while.
Yeah,
It's been a
yeah.
long while.
Making a return is good film, bad review, or in this case, a bad film, good review.
Yeah. Turning the tables here.
Yes, because most video game films aren't exactly the best, are they, Corey?
No, most of them are awful. In fact, I
So.
think pretty much all of them are awful.
Yes, pretty much all of them are pretty bad. So, what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be reading out a Letterboxd review, a
Yeah.
5-star review. All of these are 5-star, by the way, Corey.
Great.
A
Fantastic.
five-star review of a bad or a film that did less than good and is based around a video game IP or a video game property. We're playing sort of the reverse version of good film, bad review. It's bad review, good film. Or, yeah, or good review, bad film, I suppose.
Yeah.
But you can play on at home, try to guess which of these video game films earned this good review. You've got a choice of three. It's going to be A, B, and C it. So a little bit more choice because there's hundreds of them out there. I can't expect Corey to know which one's which.
It just makes it even more embarrassing when I end up getting none of them correct.
Right, well, you got four. You got four, so you can possibly you can get 0 out of 4, 4 out of 4, one out
Great.
of four, 2 out of 4, 3 out of 4. That's the only sort of thing you can do. Are you ready to play, Corey?
Very ready though.
Good. Well, you should be ready because you're the only one here. I'm not playing with anyone else. Right, let's begin. Bad film, good review.
Okay.
There you go. There's the noise.
Nice.
Nice. I'm not gonna do the jingle. We need a jingle for this. How much does that cost, do you think?
I don't know. At this rate we're going, we'll never find out.
No, right, okay, we'll just keep I'll just keep doing my own intros. I don't care. Okay.
That's free. That costs nothing.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, it only costs my vocal cords.
Exactly.
Which is worthless. Worthless. Completely worthless.
Yeah, you don't need
So
them. It's
no,
not
I
like
don't, no way. We're gonna start off with a 5-star Letterboxd review
Okay.
of this video game film. Let's go. When I was 12, I caught the last 10 minutes of this movie on TV. 10 years later, and I find out that's the whole movie.
Okay.
A 5-star Letterboxd review. Would you like it again, Corey?
Yes, please.
When I was 12, I caught the last 10 minutes of this movie on TV. 10 years later, and I find out that's the whole movie. Okay, and your options are A, Doom 2005, B, Resident Evil 2002, or C, Tomb Raider 2, 2003.
Great.
Discuss.
Okay, well, First off, I've not seen any of these, so I can't comment on the last 10 minutes of any of these films, which is great.
Oh, well, you've seen Doom.
Yeah, I see. I don't think you would have done Doom, because we're reviewing
No,
Doom, so I
neither
don't
do
think you would
I.
have done that.
We're reviewing it. I wouldn't put it in the. I wouldn't put it
I'm
in
glad you
this.
agree. So, okay, which let's do it this way. Which film would happen. Because obviously what's happened is, that for however long the film is, nothing's really happened of importance, and then the last 10 minutes happens, and then bang, that's all you need to see.
Is it more likely? Resident Evil is like a sort of horror
action. This is the thing. I'm like, so is it more likely to be Resident Evil, where, like, nothing happens, they maybe shoot some zombies and maybe it'll survive for a bit, and then bang, here's the final 10 minutes, and look, here's this big bad guy, and we're going to kill him.
But Tomb Raider 2, maybe. Maybe she's exploring the tomb, Lara Croft, and the last 10 minutes are, like, really hot?
Yes. I was thinking more along the lines of, she's exploring a tomb, nothing happens, last 10 minutes, here's a T-Rex, but alright.
Yeah. T-Rex are always good for the last 10 minutes.
Which I would have preferred. Your option, not gonna lie. Who doesn't love a good T-Rex?
Nice.
It's more likely to happen in Resident Evil or Tomb Raider. That's what this is coming down to.
Right, so you're gonna have to whittle it down, though. I need an answer.
Generic zombie movie, generic exploration movie.
Resident Evil or Tomb Raider 2. If you whittle it down, you're not gonna entertain the fact that it might be Doom.
No.
Right, okay.
No, and watch it will be. Nope. okay. I'm just gonna have to pick one. You know what? I'm gonna flip something. This is how I'm doing this.
Okay, flip a coin, flip something.
I will flip my phone, why not?
Right. Okay, go ahead. I'm not gonna stop you.
Screen down. I didn't say what I meant, but that means it's Lara Croft.
Right, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider 2, 2003. Is that your final answer?
My phone says so yes.
Okay. And you're incorrect.
Okay, my phone is worthless to me.
It is Doom.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Great.
It is Doom 2005. I did throw that in precisely just to throw you off.
Okay, fair enough.
Just to catch you out, I put that one in there.
That makes me feel less worse than if it was Resident Evil.
Nice, okay. Well, yes, that is a review for Doom 2005, a 5-star review. Are you ready for this next one?
Yes, I am.
Another 5-star review. Now, normally I collect 2 reviews for this show, and both of these reviews are absolutely amazing. Okay. I'll give you the first one, and we'll see what you get off it, okay? I might have to step back from my mic for a second. This is a 5-star review. Are you ready?
Yes.
I have this game on my iPod! What do you think?
Great.
Would you like to hear it again, possibly?
Yeah, you know what? Why not?
I have this game on my iPod!
Okay. Very helpful.
It's in all caps.
You know what? I never would have guessed.
Yeah. And your options are... A. Sonic the Hedgehog, 2020. B. The Angry Birds Movie, 2016. Or C. Mortal Kombat, 1995.
Right, okay. First off, I know there is a Mortal Kombat app that exists, that is a game. However, I'm going to assume that someone wouldn't admit they have that on a... It's a very weird... You thought you'd go, I have that on, like, PlayStation or Xbox or SNES, if you're that way inclined. It seems like a weird stretch. Angry Birds, obviously, classic game on your old phones. Mm. And Sonic, I know it is on... iOS or Android.
iPod. This person's very 2000s, very early 2000s.
Yeah. Do they still make... This thing make me sound really old. Do they still make iPods? Do they still exist?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if they do. I also now feel old because iPods aren't a thing anymore, essentially.
Right.
It's like Walkmans. They've just gone out now. Mm. If anyone knows what a Walkman is.
Oh, dear.
That dates
People know
me
what
well.
A Walkman is. This is Siren Radio. People know what a Walkman is.
It dates me as well. Okay, you know what? In my head, this is somewhat easy. So I'm going to go with my gut, and I'm saying Angry Birds.
Right, that final answer.
Yes.
And it's an easy win.
There we go.
Not that one. Well done.
Who has Mortal Kombat? You have it on the SNES.
You didn't even need the second review, the helper review. You didn't even need it.
How good is the second review?
Oh, it's pretty good, but I'll leave it. Because I might have to use it again someday.
True, if Angry Birds comes back.
Yes. Okay, are we ready for this next 5-star review? Here we go.
Okay.
I'm laughing because it's so funny. Okay, here we are. An anti-cop rhetoric a commentary on immigration, and an anti-capitalist perspective. The ideal movie, all with a purpose of depicting our fave characters. The true test is whether or not we also view Nintendo as capitalists as well.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
Is it A, Pokemon Detective Pikachu?
Nice.
B, Ratchet and Clank? Or C, Super Mario Bros?
Okay, I'm going to rule out Ratchet and Clank.
Right.
Because it's not Nintendo.
Okay.
So that's gone. I have not seen the film, but I love the franchise. It's not Nintendo.
Right.
Or if it is, it's definitely not originally Nintendo. Okay. Obviously, Mario is, and obviously, Detective Pikachu is. So again, yes. I'm back
which
down.
Which one has an anti-capitalist perspective with an anti-cop rhetoric? Now, Detective Pikachu is a detective.
Yes. So that, yeah.
So does it have a commentary on... I've watched Detective Pikachu 2019. I don't think there was an anti-cop rhetoric.
The thing is, I've not seen it. But I've heard, but it's not... Kind of like Sonic film as well. It's not that bad.
Right.
I've heard it's not great, but I've heard it's like, it's okay. You know, it's passable. However, I have heard things about the Mario movie, which I've heard is
Super Mario Bros.
Awful.
Yes.
I've seen, all you need to see is just look up the film, look up like Bowser, to see what Bowser looks like, and you kind of get the gist of how bad this is. And I'm kind of glad it's got brought up, because that film is awful. So, you know what? I'm gonna throw it out there.
I'm going to go with Super Mario Brothers.
I am indeed.
1993.
That's the one I'm going for.
Okay. And you are correct.
Yes.
Well done. That is another easy scoop for you. With
I'm at least
Mario
half. I'm at least 50%.
Yes. It's got a commentary on immigration. It's because Mario's Italian?
I guess so.
No idea. And is Nintendo capitalist? I'm not sure.
No idea.
Okay, are you ready for this final 5-star review?
Hit me.
Okay. Despite what my friend Keegan says, it's an amazing movie.
Great.
Not giving you much to work on with this one.
Nope.
What's Keegan been saying?
If I knew a Keegan, I would ask my friend Keegan.
Okay.
But I don't know a Keegan.
Would you like your 3 options?
Yes, please.
Is this A, Warcraft 2016? B, Assassin's Creed 2016, or C, Resident Evil 3 Extinction 2007.
Okay, right. If I was a Keegan,
yeah, you got to think like a Keegan.
I've got to think like a Keegan. Is Keegan seem like a guy who will play Warcraft? Maybe. Would he watch Warcraft? Possibly.
Would Keegan play Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed, yeah, but I feel like this is the thing. I feel like a lot of people have played Assassin's Creed.
But are they called Keegan?
I don't know. I feel like saying that a lot of people probably have played Warcraft, but
I don't think Keegan will play Warcraft.
I'm ignoring the third option again of Resident Evil.
No.
It could be. What if
Keegan loves Resident Evil?
This is the problem with watching films that aren't bad. Is you get to this situation and it's like, damn, I don't know what I'm doing now.
Exactly. You're so good. You're so good at looking at. A good film, bad review, a good films, and now you just look at the opposite and you're stuck.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I
am a man of class. My films have top taste, like Hoodwinked.
Yes.
That's sarcasm, by the way, but I do actually like Hoodwinked.
Nice, okay. So what have you got? What are you thinking?
Okay, you know what? Warcraft, no, Assassin's Creed... Keegan. Let me channel my inner Keegan. What we got?
Channel your inner Keegan. I want to see, what would Keegan do?
Resident Evil.
You're going to go out of left field with Resident Evil.
That's what my inner Keegan is saying.
Okay, inner Keegan is saying Resident Evil. Okay. Despite what my friend Keegan says, it's an amazing movie. Is it Resident Evil 3? It's not.
Inner Keegan, you are dead to me.
You failed me, Inner Keegan.
It is
Warcraft.
I am replacing you with Inner Barry.
Inner Barry instead. Inner Mario. It is It is Warcraft 2016.
Luigi's better. Just putting it out there.
Oh dear. I didn't mind Warcraft.
No, it's one of those films where I've heard it's not actually that bad.
No, there's a lot of CGI, but I'm used to that.
Yeah. Ew. Well.
So you know what? Screw you, Keegan. You don't know what you're talking about. This guy knows what he's talking about. Keegan doesn't know the facts.
I'll take half.
Yeah, take half score. 2 out of 4, not too bad, you know.
I've done worse. That's nearly a Meatloaf song.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna move on to our review of Doom 2005, and I think a number of things may happen. I think Corey may indeed lose his sanity during this review from opinions he expressed beforehand, and I may also do that.
I've done a Men in Black. I immediately made myself forget this movie after watching this movie.
Yeah, you use a blinker on yourself.
I've also now realised I'm just constantly dating myself with my references I'm making currently.
Dear. Right. Well, what do you want to run with? Do you want to start with like characters? Do you want to start with story? What do you want to start with? This is Doom 2005. This is the 2005 adaptation of the popular first person shooter Doom.
Also on the SNES. Or the NES.
Right.
Not on your iPhones.
Not on your iPods, no.
No. I mean, okay, well, we can go through people. There's someone who's very, very notable that's in this movie.
Okay, what? Who's that? Is that... oh, dear. Let me think. Who could it be? I don't know. Is it possibly Carl Urban? He's in this film.
Oh yeah, he's a big name.
Call him Billy Butcher from The Boys.
It's not quite the name I'm looking for.
No, okay. Is it Rosamund Pike?
Close.
She was in that James Bond film that one time.
Close.
Is it Ben Daniels? Ben Daniels was in Rogue One. He had a mustache. He doesn't in this film.
I mean, this person also doesn't have a mustache.
No, he doesn't have a mustache. Is it? This is pretty tough. You got to let me know. Who is it? Who is this mysterious man?
It's people. He's got a couple of names. This man has.
Is it the People's Champion?
Yes. I thought that's one of his many names that this guy has.
It's the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
I think if people haven't got it by now.
Yeah. Go ahead. It is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, who on this film was credited as The Rock. Not Dwayne Johnson. He was credited as The Rock.
Oh my God.
Apparently.
I thought he was just Dwayne Johnson.
Apparently, he was credited as The Rock.
He's The Rock. He's The Rock Johnson. Saying that. The people's elbow.
2005, if you were to see a picture, if you were in 2005 and you saw a picture, you'd probably go The Rock, not Dwayne Johnson. Now,
yeah,
it's probably the other way around.
Was he still wrestling in 2005?
I don't know. Not
I
as.
I think he was. Part of me thinks he was.
I think he was, but he wasn't wrestling as much.
Yeah.
I think this was
He'd been sort of walking tall by now.
This is his start of his transition into Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. And not a role he would do today.
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Because he's sort of the villain in this, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I can't think of a movie now where The Rock's playing a bad guy. He's literally in Black Adam.
Yeah, but they're going to do anti-hero Black Adam. They're not going to do villain Black Adam.
Yeah.
This is like Scorpion King.
Yeah, exactly. I like Scorpion King. Good film.
Yeah.
I wish I watched it.
Mummy 2, though.
I wish I watched it rather than Doom. No, Mummy 2 can go away, but.
Yeah. Scorpion King. Not too bad. So let's sort of start out with The Rock. He plays sort of Sarge. And by the way, I was looking for a Doom guy in this film.
Yes.
I was like, who is playing Doom guy? Is it this sort of John Grimm character who is Carl Urban? Or is it Sarge who's Dwayne Johnson? I don't know.
It's a mystery.
It is.
Because there isn't one.
Also, for some reason, I was very confused when this film started. Now, often my confusion leads to a bit of a crescendo, but here I was confused from the off.
Yeah.
Because they just start out with narration before any logo.
Yeah.
And who does that? They start off with, there's a portal on Mars, and the Mars team found by the archaeologists, and all the archaeologists disappeared. Universal logo.
Yeah.
Really? Normally, you have the logos first in your film.
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying to be artsy, aren't they? A bit different.
Yeah. I like the red Universal logo for Mars.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. I do like it when companies change their logo just a little bit, just a
Yeah,
tiny
that's
bit.
cool. I like the sort of the upright the opening 5-10 minutes is mwah. Perfect. Scary. Scientists are running away in Mars, being dragged away by mysterious creatures. You love to see it. There's that cool horror thing where somebody's being like dragged along the floor and they're trying to claw. They're clawing their way, but they can't. They're still being dragged. That's great. The music I thought was a bit disproportionate during this sequence
Yes.
because it was very sort of disco, very strangely disco. It's like bow, 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 and people are like being pulled to their deaths
Yeah.
by these creatures, and they're dying and being ripped apart horribly. And there's down,
It's it I mean it's I mean okay, well, first off, realistically, here's some media facts. It's a contrapuntal sound, which is the name of that. You're welcome.
right.
Which is where the sounds or music is the opposite of what's happening on a screen. However, away from an actual filmmaker's perspective, I just like to imagine that they were having a very, very nice day, having a nice relaxing time, listening to disco music, and then suddenly that happens.
Suddenly, all the demons arrive and
Yeah.
start attacking and killing people, and the disco music's still playing.
Mean, maybe they wanted to join in. Yeah.
So the doctor guy escape. His name's Dr. Carmack or something. Carmichael.
Yeah.
He's running away. He's escaping to his laboratory. There's that classic sort of squelch sound when a doctor gets her arm trapped in the door. I love that noise. It's like, I love that noise. I wish people would use that noise more. Because it's like one of those classic horror stock death squelchy
Yeah.
noises, and I like that noise. Like that. Like Donald Duck coughing up a hairball. It's
Exactly.
great.
Get you doing some Foley work for you to be doing.
Thank you. And of course, then we're introduced to our team of ethnically token Marines. We have Asian guy, we have a couple of black guys, couple of white guys. I'm glad everyone's represented.
They all have really. What one gripe I have is their names are awful.
Well, they've got very stock names. There's John Grimm and
Yeah, but like even their nicknames are awful.
Mac.
Like I've got a list up, and you've got, also we've got a Rock who's Sarge,
Yeah,
and you've
Sarge.
got Carl Urban is Reaper,
Reaper.
and then it's like you've got Destroyer, which is okay,
Destroyer.
yeah, cool, and you've got Goat,
Goat.
it's got Duke,
Duke.
and you've got the Kid,
The kids.
which really we're running out of names at this point, and you've got Pinky.
Pinky,
It's
the brain.
exactly. It's just like you can tell when it just started running out of like somewhat cool nicknames, and we're like,
Yes, I
"Man,
think so.
what can we come up with?" The Kid, that'll do. Oh, yeah, Pinky, yeah, why not?
Yeah, Pinky the brain.
Mac. Someone had mac and cheese
Yeah.
that
Mac, cheese, you know. Petrol, yeah.
Petra probably would have been better, to be honest.
Petrol, yeah. Maybe. He likes to light things on fire, and that's to douse things in petrol. That's what I like.
Exactly. Have two brothers. One's called petrol. One's called gasoline. Sorted.
Nice. Awesome. We're coming with better characters in the film. Right. So, however, let's just say the acting isn't half bad. I don't think so. Carl
It's
Urban, Ben
yeah.
Daniels, Richard Brake, they all do pretty good.
Yeah. It's all right. I
It
wouldn't go.
felt.
Oh man, you should go see the acting in Doom.
Oh,
But.
no, it felt a bit weird. Because Richard Brake, right? He plays a weird, creepy perv in this film. And in Mandalorian, he plays an Imperial officer who's a weird, creepy perv.
Maybe he's just got a role, you know? Maybe that's
And he uses
it.
exactly the same voice. Like, he's British. And he uses exactly the same voice in Mandalorian as he does in Doom. And I was freaked out. I was
It's
like,
his
oh my God.
practice, you know? It was his practice. That's what it
Is
was.
this Varian Hess from Mandalorian in Doom? But also, I don't know why these people are allowed in the space marine military. Because one of them's cutting himself all the time.
Yeah.
One of them's on drugs. One of them's like, wants to do something with this guy's sister. It's just weird.
Hey, times are different in 2026. You can do what you want, you know?
Oh
E
God.
equality,
We're
all that
5 years away
stuff.
from being Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
We're five years away from from running around in hallways with our guns.
I love it when films are like set really close. I love it because it's just completely not what's going on. It's great.
So let's carry on. Let's go with they all have sort of their signature weapons, which I didn't really mind. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
One of them's got a big minigun. One of them's got a big rail gun. One has got like a pair of pistols. They've all got like individual Doom Guy weapons, I think.
Yes.
And I think that was pretty cool. Now let's mention Rosamund Pike, which she's in this film.
Hmm.
And I quite like Rosamund Pike, but one thing I didn't like in this film was her voice.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether she was told to put on an American accent or whether she chose to herself. But if she did, it wasn't a very good decision.
Yeah.
Because she cannot do American. Every time she spoke, I was like, you're British. You're clearly British.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, not just in this film, but in a lot of films. If they're doing an American accent or if an American doing a British accent, it's always very painfully obvious.
Oh, well, Richard Brake and Ben Daniels can sort of pull it off. I don't think she can. So, oh, you're clearly, I can hear it in your inflection when you're speaking. You'll just do a Brit. No one's going to mind.
No.
The brother of this American guy is just a British girl.
Yeah.
No one's going to care because your brother and sister, maybe she was raised in England, maybe you were raised in America.
It is.
No one's going to mind, really. But one thing in this film there is a lot of, apart from bad accents, are people, aka generic Marines who are wearing black clothes, carrying large rifles, and running around hallways.
Yes.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of, check the hallway. I'm looking out the hallway with my gun and a flashlight on. Sarge, have you cleared hallway number 7772? I'm checking it right now, you know.
I mean, they've got to do something, you know. That's...
They're just running around this Martian facility.
It's character building.
We see Mars.
It's character building.
got character building with your rifle running around the hallway.
I mean, to be fair, their weapons probably have more character than the characters do, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, they've got lights on them. They've got cool little beeping noises. They're pretty neat. But it's just sequence after sequence of guys checking hallways with their guns, going back to check hallways with their guns, or walking around with lights on their guns. It's just, I feel like I'm watching some kind of weird showreel for some kind of gun show.
It's almost like they saw Alien and were like, oh man, these people who are like, you're only on one spaceship and you barely see outside. Yeah, we can do that. We'll hire a rock. It's great. And then it's just, all we've done is, right, we can do that. And then that's it.
We can do aliens, but worse.
Pretty much.
We can do aliens, but worse. Yeah, that's exactly what they did. But also, I love a good 2000s like flyback in death. I like that. Now, they encounter the first sort of infected. These team of Marines are summoned to this Martian mining facility to try and ascertain the cause of all these strange happenings.
Hmm.
And they arrive and they search the building with their guns for like 25 hours. But they encounter a man who is infected and they have to blow him away. And I love when they blow him away because he just goes flying back like 30 feet and crashes into a wall. And that is amazing peak 2000s.
Yeah.
Death, action, death. And that's what I want to see.
I can't remember because I haven't played Doom in ages and ages and ages. Are the, I guess, demons in Doom, the game, are they infected people or are they just demons?
They're just demons.
Okay, right. Because I thought they were, and that bugged me as well. Because I'm like, okay, are we going for like some weird zombie movie now with this?
No, we're approaching my biggest criticism of this film.
is this zombies in space? Is this what it is?
No. My biggest criticism of this film is that, yes, Doom is a franchise where a man who is Doom Guy, who is a one lone space marine, has to defeat an army of hell, and the giant boss with the huge horns is like the devil who's got, you know, hoofs for feet and can throw lasers and that sort of thing. And it's awesome, the story. It's, you know, well, actually, no, the story in the Doom games doesn't really exist.
No.
It's just, here's an excuse for shooting demons in the face with a shotgun. Have at it.
Yeah.
Really? The fact that a demon portal to hell has opened up on Mars and you have to go to the red planet and destroy everything. Basically, they set it on Mars because they couldn't afford the texture to do it on Earth.
Yeah.
Everything had to be red and grey and drab and the demon sort of effects and... But, you know, you're not really playing it for the story, are you? The same way I'm not watching this film for the story. I'm watching this film to see cool action and people shooting demons in the face with shotguns. I don't even get much of that.
I mean, it's you can tell it's bad when a game that has a character who never talks is more compelling and more character than a film with several people who do talk.
Yes.
I mean, also, but... again, it's like what film was it last week? It was Need for Speed, where if you didn't tell me it was Doom, I might have not picked up on the fact that this was Doom. It's in that category of, oh, we're just going, okay, it's just like, right, okay, you know, and some people will get this, you know, like, when you go to, like, your dad's, right, and he's sat watching TV, he's on the sofa in a corner with his arms folded watching TV, and you have the normal, like, afternoon movies, you know, like the volcano movies and that sort of stuff, right, the ones you see all the time, Uncle Buck, that sort of thing. I would have gone, oh, okay, it's the film that, you know, is a somewhat spacey marine thing. It's on TV every week or something. I wouldn't have thought, oh, this is a game based on this, you know, a film based on this game franchise. But is this? I would have gone, okay, it's just a marine-y shooty film.
Yes, marine-y shooty film indeed. The actual events of the film take place in 2046.
26.
Because in 2026, the Ark is discovered, the portal.
Yes.
The portal to Mars. So, hey up, guys, we're going to Mars in 6 years. Boy,
you don't want to go
fast. Just a couple of things, a couple of trivia mentions. Vin Diesel was offered Sarge's role but turned it down.
I love the fact they're going, oh, we'll try and get Vin Diesel. We can't get him, we'll get The Rock instead.
Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg were asked to come in and polish the dialogue of the script. They turned it down.
Fair play. Don't blame them.
Some of the scenes were cut because of intense and graphic violence, which actually probably would have improved the film.
Yeah.
Because in any case, the sort of rushed nature of some of the action makes the film feel, like, very rushed. And, well, yeah, rushed action makes film feel rushed. But rushed action makes film feel bad. makes film feel dumb.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Doom, more like dumb. Ha.
You know how you said, like, they wanted Vin Diesel, couldn't get Vin Diesel, and we got The Rock? Do you reckon if they couldn't get The Rock, do you reckon, like, they were going to get Bruce Willis instead? Go down the list of
you
just...
You completely blindsided my joke there, Corey. I thought that was really good.
Listen, I've got more important questions to ask, right?
Okay.
Do you reckon if they had a list of just, like, here's, like, bald action people we want. Vin Diesel, can't get him. Rock, cool. And then, like, before, blow that, like, Bruce Willis. And
Bruce just keeps Willis, going. Get him in.
Just keeps going down other bald actors. Until one says yes. Yeah, Jason Statham, keep going.
All right, a couple of things. The final, Pinky, the character.
Yep.
Is actually a reference to the Doom enemy called Pinky Demon, who has organic front legs but mechanical back legs.
I mean, I guess people might pick up on that if they play Doom.
Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I only did when he mutated and he actually became Pinky Demon.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit like, okay. It's a bit far.
I could see how that could be written to be cool, but it just wasn't, not really cool.
No.
Mac is the only actual member of the Marines to die without firing a shot. He's just killed by the demons. Doug Jones is in this film.
But he's
uncredited.
Yeah.
Doug Jones, the famous sort of prosthetics creature actor. From a lot of sort of Guillermo del Toro's work, is in this film as the Carmack imp, and the other sort of demonic imp characters. So, good for him. Anything that he can do to get the paper.
Yeah.
There's a couple of Wilhelm screams that are thrown into this film. Very classic movie sounds, you know. Ah! I like that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good example there, Murray.
Thank you very much. I'll take a voice work. And the BFG is also features in this film.
Yeah, why not?
And it's used by The Rock himself. Dwayne gets to give it a couple of shots, on the BFG. And the final fight is sort of is Carl Urban versus The Rock fighting to get through the portal. Rock is like becoming this. He's sort of turning into the Scorpion King, but He gets stopped by Carl Urban. Judge Dredd himself stops him. So, and also during this film, it didn't fold. Yes, it was like sort of a budget copy of Aliens.
Yeah.
But I was like taking bets on who I think is gonna die first. I was like, right, who's it gonna be?
Were you disappointed by any chance?
No, I knew it was Ben Daniels. I was like, I think this guy's going to die first. He's good to himself. He's speaking really religiously. He's not going to make it very long.
No, I mean,
he's going to do it. And also, I also knew beforehand, before even watching this film, that one of the team members will be killed by another team member. And it happened.
Yes. I mean, to be fair,
the kid was shot by Sarge.
Yeah, it was very obvious that he was the one to die. To be fair, I would probably guarantee you would have more of a chance of being wrong if you bet on Sean Bean dying. It was more obvious than Sean Bean being in the film and him dying.
Yeah, right.
It was somewhat obvious that he was going to end up dying first.
Do you think about the very infamous first person section of this film?
I mean, fair play for them giving it a go, at least. Again, I mentioned it last week in one of the other films. Is it House of the Living Dead? I can't remember what it's called. Where like they acknowledge the fact that it's a video game movie. They don't go, okay, right, we're going to base it on a franchise, but try and make it different. So I like it when video game films do that. So fair play for them giving it a go and going, you know what, Doom is a first-person shooter. We never see the character. We're going to try and emulate that into a film. I mean, fair play. But it wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
It had some issues. But saying that, first-person in film is also always very, very difficult. Very rarely is it done somewhat correctly.
I'm just going to mention something. Mm-hmm. I've been binge-watching Peep Show now for weeks.
Nice.
And I was half expecting the voice of David Mitchell to come out to come out of that sequence.
I mean, it would.
Yes, it's been really mean to me. And recently, I'm quite thinking that Sophie has something. Yeah, you know, I was expecting to come out. Yeah, that's a very niche joke that I think that only British viewers will get. But
I mean, yeah,
British listeners. Sorry, American listeners, if there are any. Maybe not. Sorry, you know. Sorry, people. But there we are. And do we want to gratify this with a real rating?
I mean, it won't be very high. I can tell you.
No,
much.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it'll be very high either. But we can go for it. We can give it our best shot. What do you think for Doom 2005 then? I think it's probably the only sort of video game film we're going to review in these 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a sort of brief reviews for everything last week.
Yeah, it is also somewhat slightly worth mentioning, but this did actually have a sequel.
Did it?
Yeah, kind of. it was mentioned, and thank you for the lovely people of Wikipedia for giving me this information. Not sponsored. It was mentioned that the second film would be put into production. Because apparently the first one was a box office success. Who would have thought it? And then, April 2018, it was announced that it was being produced. Universal were producing a new Doom film. It was released on October 1st, 2019. Doom Annihilation. And of course, it went straight to video.
Oh, damn.
Because it's that good.
It's got Annihilation as its subtitle, just like Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which was also a...
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going for. I'm going to point out, I don't think anyone or anyone noticeable really turns up from the first film. I don't know what it's about, I just know that it exists.
Right, okay.
So check that out if you want to. No, also apparently there was going to be a sequel to Doom Annihilation as well, but I don't think that's happened.
Oh dear. You know what I'm going to say? Reboot it, get The Rock back, get everybody back, and just do a vast improvement.
What a world we live in where Doom is Jesus. I mean, yeah, we can rate them. I have ratings.
Right, okay, go on then. What's your real rating for Doom then?
4.
4, nice. Mine was a 3.5.
I was going to go 3.5, but I thought, yeah, I'll give it 4.
Okay, what's your reasoning then for 4?
Because it's bad, but there's probably worse out there. I wouldn't recommend anyone going to see it though. I'm trying to think of what else I've given a rating to. Have I given four before?
I don't think so. I think it was the first of four.
I was gonna say
I think Cats got lower than this.
yeah, which makes actually no. Would I rather go see Cats or Doom? That's the question. That's
I
a
think I'd
question.
rather go see Doom.
That's a question you would never want to be asked. Probably, I think Doom's shorter.
Doom is shorter, and Doom will entertain me at least a fraction more than Cats would.
But yeah, I mean, I think four. I don't know. I feel like if you're four, it's bad, but it's not terrible. Anything below, like if you get a one, two, or three, you're bad.
Yeah.
I don't think Doom's quite at that level
I
yet, but
don't
it's
think
on the
anything's
edge.
got below a three yet.
No, but at some point, maybe it will. Who knows?
Right, okay.
I mean, you gave it a 3.5. You gave it lower than me.
Oh yeah, true. Well, no, I gave it a 3.5 purely because it got worse and worse for me.
Yeah.
Like, and I hate when that happens. I hate when I start something really exciting, like, oh yeah, this is pretty good. Oh, I love this opening sequence with this scientist and death and gore. Oh, it's great. This is gonna be such doom. And then he goes, oh wait, hold on. What's that guy doing? Like, he's doing that. He's saying that. They're running down another hallway with their guns. They're running through sewers with their guns. They're running through doors with their guns and with more hallways. They're shooting.
Yeah.
What's happening with The Rock? Why is The Rock doing that? You know?
I
Why
mean,
is this film just seem to end with Carl Urban and Rosamund Pike in a lift with their brother and sister? You know?
if this is what The Rock was cooking, I don't want any of it. I don't want any of it. He can have that to himself.
If this is what The Rock was cooking, I do not want to smell it.
That's something that's all you need to know about Doom, to be honest.
Oh dear, we put that on the DVD case, eh? If this is what The Rock was cooking, I don't want to smell it. Oh dear, The Rock doesn't have to come back.
Now I do have to ask, as we normally do, real wrecks, they're a thing we do on here, if you haven't noticed already.
The weekly rec, we do.
Yes. Now have you got a film that you might actually recommend people watch? Have you got something better than
Not a
Doom?
film per se.
Okay. Have you got something better than Doom?
More of a series for people to watch, or a series to try out.
Okay.
Now, I've expressed on this show my fondness for the Mortal Kombat franchise.
Yes, you have.
I did so last week. And I will sub this week as well, because my weekly rec is Mortal Kombat Legacy.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Mortal Kombat Legacy?
Partially.
It is a live action series. It started off as a web series on Machinima's YouTube channel in April 11th, 2011. The series went from Machinima a couple years ago onto Amazon Prime's video service, where you can watch it at your leisure.
Amazon Prime really getting all that Mortal Kombat stuff.
They are. Mortal Kombat Legacy is a two series. I think it's th three. It's either 3 or 6 episodes a series. I think it's six. Or it might be three. Maybe so. It is a live action Mortal Kombat series that focuses on origins of the characters and less so the actual Mortal Kombat in your Mortal Kombat. But it's more about the lore, it's more about the characters. Scorpion shows up, Sub-Zero shows up, Jax and Sonya and Shang Tsung and all the characters that you love. So even Sektor and Cyrax have a cool episode together.
Nice.
So yeah, all the characters come out. They've got a pretty good cast for this as well. Do you know Michael J. White?
I'm familiar with the name.
Michael J. White, the martial artist, he comes in for to play Jax. They get the
Nice.
original guy, you know, they get the your soul is mine guy from Mortal Kombat, Shang Tsung. They get him back as Shang Tsung.
Nice. Okay.
I don't want to butcher his name, but I'll give it a go. Kari Hiroyoku Tagawa? I think Tagawa. He comes back as Shang Tsung. He does say, "Your soul is mine," which is awesome.
I'm assuming we get most of the catchphrases.
Yeah, they get him in. Scorpion says, you know, get over here. And that there's a couple episodes on Scorpion and Sub-Zero, their sort of origins and their connection. So it's great. It's a couple season thing. It's based on the games. It was in development for quite a while, but it's got two series. It's pretty good. I had a lot of fun with it. I've only seen a couple of episodes,
Yeah.
but I like it. I like it very much. Yes, it's produced by Warner Bros. So the people who sort of own the rights to Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Around 2009, 2010 type time, and then season two got developed in 2012, and came out in 2013, all on Machinima's YouTube channel, which is a sort of YouTube network. And season three did go in development and was meant to be released in 2016, but it didn't happen. I think Warner Bros. Pulled the plug for some reason. Not too sure on that, but yes, you can find it on Amazon Prime Video. I think episodes of it still exist on YouTube somewhere. A
Probably.
couple of episodes exist. I know this the Sector and Cyrax episodes exist, and the episode around Jax and the episode around Scorpion do exist.
Yes, one episode, and I forgot this existed until it was very, very partly pointed out. Jax has his gotcha catchphrase, which I also forgot was a thing.
Oh yeah, he does. I think he has in this as well.
I was going to
And I
say,
like Michael J. White. He was good in
I was going to
Arrow.
say that should be in that, and it shouldn't be in the new Mortal Kombat. Yeah, it's come on.
If you just come in for the ninjas, if you just come in for, Scorpion, Sub-Zero there in this, Ermax in this in season
All
two.
your favorite ninjas.
Melina shows up, Quan Chi shows up, Sindel's in there in season one,
Nice.
Raiden's in there, Scorpion and Shao Kahn shows up in season one, and Sonya. It's great. It's good stuff. It's good classic. There's ever I think the most faithful adaptation to live action of Mortal Kombat to date is Mortal Kombat Legacy. And in terms of real rating, I'll give it a very proud and very well-deserved 8.
Oh, okay.
I know. As it is how to do it right. It is how to do a video game origins, especially an anthology series, right.
This has got me
So.
interested now, because obviously Mortal Kombat the film comes out very soon,
Does will
which
it match Mortal Kombat Legacy?
that could be with now the best adaptation to live action. It might be
Yes, go
better than an
out,
eight.
please. So please go out and find Mortal Kombat Legacy. An episode or two exists on YouTube, and if you've got Amazon Prime, go ahead and watch the whole thing. So yeah, there you go. That is my weekly rec for you.
Very nice, very nice.
And we will finish off this episode with a song that's actually one of my favourites. It is On Our Own by Bobby Brown from 1988, which also featured not only in GTA 5, but also in Ghostbusters 2. Wahey!
You know that's making a new Ghostbusters
Yes.
again?
Always like to tie it back to Ghostbusters, you know me.
Yeah.
So there we go. That is the song we're finishing off on today. On Our Own by Bobby Brown. Goodbye, folks.
Bye.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They called the Ghostbusters and the end control. Had a throwing party for a bunch of children. Well, all the while, the slime was under the building. So they packed up, regrouped, got a grip, came equipped, grabbed the proton packs on the back, then they split. Found out about Viggo, the master of evil. Try to battle my boys? That's not legal. Yeah, I think this is gonna be another one of those funky ones. Heart, soul, dance. had a throwing party for a bunch of children. Well, all the while, the slime was under the building. So they packed up and grouped, got a grip, came equipped, grabbed their proton packs off the back, and they